When you were a child, did you enjoy your time at school?
Well, yes and no. I remember when I went to school for the first time, I cried. I sat on the floor and cried in the reception class because it was the first time I'd ever been away from my mother, which was a common thing in those days. But during the holidays, I always wanted to be back at school. Small primary school it was, but there were a number of incidents in my primary school that I think really have contributed to my philosophy on what I do now.
Yeah. So this primary school, that was up north? Where was that?
Up north, in Milnrow,
yeah,
near Rochdale,
yeah,
just off the now M62, wasn't there then.
Right. So that's Lancashire?
Lancashire. So in Mrs. Woodhead's class, that was top infants. I remember, I don't remember a lot about primary school, but I really remember we used to have to go and stand at her desk to read. Don't remember how often, but one of the things, one day I was standing reading my book and I couldn't read a word. Well, I could read some words, but not a particular word. And I had to stand, and she let me stand and stand and stand because I couldn't read the word twilight. And I thought, God, that's a really hard word. You know, she shouldn't be making me stand all this time. And that made me quite angry. Twilight's quite hard for a 6-year-old. Yeah, another one. Having to learn poetry and stand up at the front in front of the class in Mr. Jardine's class. And I hated that. I think it was a weekly or fortnightly thing. And I just absolutely loathed it because I always found it very hard to learn off a script. I still do. And I thought that was horrendous. I was always awful in Mr. Jardine's class at mental maths. You know, 20 mental questions had to work out in my head. Couldn't do that. Still can't do that. Can do it on the paper, but not very well in my head. And I think possibly it was because I got very stressed about it rather than actually not being able to do it. And when I was a bit older, red ink everywhere over my books because I couldn't spell.
Right.
Wasn't a very good primary school child, I don't think. This red ink haunted
me. The system.
Pardon?
You didn't fit the system.
I didn't fit the system, no. I couldn't do the mental maths. I couldn't spell my stories. I'd ring red ink over them all the time. And I used to dread opening them. And actually, that was really significant for me because it was a long time before I could put pen to paper to write anything when I became a tutor in the college and then now the university. And that still haunts me. When I was 11, I was in Mr. Stott's class, and he was a lovely man, very patient, still got the red ink, but he did two things. He let us choose our own topics for research. So I did a history topic on transport, and I did something like the Bridgewater Canal or something, really, because I'm interested in bridges and structures and things. And he let us do some science experiments. And that was it. Science experiments, absolutely wonderful. Never forgot.
So the practical stuff, or the practical application of science, really was the thing that grabbed you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So I passed my 11 plus, much to my father's surprise, because you know, I wasn't. I think my father never had very high expectations of me, except that he made me go to piano lessons and gave me singing lessons, which I was rubbish at both. But I don't think he saw me as an academic or having any sort of... So he's really worried about me going to grammar school.
Was that a middle-class family?
No, essentially working class, but he worked in the mill. He was a doffer in the mill, in the cotton mill, and got dermatitis and so had to leave and eventually ended up being... carbon paper salesman. We didn't have a lot of books in our house, apart from a big fat dictionary. we had children, lots of children's books. I had lots of children's books, but I wouldn't say they didn't value education, but he hadn't got through to grammar school because he'd been quite ill just before the exam and hadn't done decimals or something. And he was really worried about me going to grammar school. But my grammar school was in Haywood. Don't know if you know about
Haywood. No, I don't know that part.
Lancashire County, you see, Rochdale was a borough, like Halifax, I suppose, is a borough. And we lived in the Lancashire rural district, urban district. And so we had to go to the grammar school in Lancashire. So we went to Haywood. Had to go by bus. I remember the foggy days that we used to have in November. Pea soupers and not being able to find their way home. When I was in secondary school, first year was mixed ability. Everybody started off equal. And rows of desks, one behind the other. I was taught mathematics by an absolutely fantastic woman called Mrs. Todd. She really knew how to explain difficult things. And I think she was probably the best maths teacher I ever had. But I don't know if you're not old enough to remember, probably, but there was a time when they had to have emergency trained teachers. Do you remember? I remember seeing on the bus shelters, can you teach? No, could you teach? As an advert.
For the baby boom, was that?
It was for the baby boom,
yeah.
And apparently she was one of those who was recruited to the grammar school. I don't think they let her do a lot of later examination work, but she was absolutely fantastic maths teacher. But sadly, after years, when they suddenly decided that these emergency trained teachers couldn't teach anymore, she was thrown out on her ear. I thought that was terrible.
Yeah.
I thought it was a tragedy when I heard about that. When I was in the second year, we were streamed. I was in the B stream. Had to do Latin for 2 years, which I hated. Actually, I looked back on that later and realised how useful learning a bit of Latin was, but I didn't realise at the time. I was good at the systematical, logical stuff, but I wasn't so good at the airy-fairy, creative stuff. Hated doing homework. And I always felt that teaching wasn't for me. I loathed the way some subjects were taught, especially GCSE biology. We just went into the class. The biology teacher said, open your book at...
Right. Textbook. And there's so much potential there for interactive and engaging people's interest.
Absolutely. And the Nuffield science was around. In fact, we were supposed to be following the Nuffield scheme when we were doing our GCEs. And no, he just had us, he couldn't cope, I don't think, just copying out of the book, which of course none of it for me went in because I probably wasn't that kind of a learner. And some practice in some schools, we do still have kids copying out of books in science.
Yes.
There was another really significant incident for me at my grammar school. And that was that the boy who was always top of the class in year two was called Abba. We used to call him Abba. And when he was 15, he left school because you were able to leave school at 15 if you wanted to. He was always the top of the class in the B stream. And he left school at 15 to go into I think it was a carton making factory.
Right.
And he got married at 16. His father not soon after, and I thought that was just such a terrible loss. How could this system allow somebody like that, who was so bright really, to fall by the wayside?
Anyway, you know, being academically successful is not the be all and end all of it.
Of course it isn't, but it just seemed such a waste to me at the time. And no, I haven't tried to find out what's happened to me. But I do know that quite often happened because my father, for example, he